MD.
RadioMD.com.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here's Dr. Michael Roizen.
And this is Dr. Mike. We had just an exciting first section. I'm going to talk to you about Dr. Forrester's book that we reviewed, The Heart Healers, with Dr. Forrester, and why that was such an exciting interview. But first, we'll go over some simple things we talked about. We talked about protein pump inhibitors and the data that they're now increasing the risk. They have been all along, but now we know it, increasing the risk of chronic kidney failure and what to do if you're taking one. Only take it for 2 weeks. Go to the histamine blockers, H2, cimetidine, and Zantac that you can get over the counter in your local drugstore. Talk to your doc about it, but don't take the PPIs, no matter what the ads are on TV, no matter how good it looks with people in purple riding motorcycles and great scenes from the water and big guys eating too much food. Don't do that. Don't be custody. Don't fall prey to it yourself. Get, and don't get, the complication of the heart, of the kidney failure with it. We also talked about the fact that statins inhibit the flu vaccine effectiveness and what to do about that too. That's taking an extra, if you will, dose of, or a bigger dose. And that's normally given for the flu vaccine for those over 65. The intenser dose is, in fact, what you should be getting of those medications. So we know answers for these, and that's what we give you here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Answers that you can use so that you take control of your health. Dr. Forrester didn't give us answers, but he talked to us a lot in the book called The Heart Healers. It's a great book. It literally is. You know, my producer, Donna Gould, has just been wonderful. She gets these books that she knows I read most of the book before I do the interview. Try and read the whole. It's a lot to read a full book and to do my day job and all the other things I do in preparing for this radio show. And I love it because it gives me a reason to do what I do. So this is not a complaint in any way. It's not to say I feel over. I love what I get to do. But Donna Gould makes it even better because she has been getting a set of wonderful books that I get to read. And this one talked about the Heart Healers, and it's the misfits, mavericks, and rebels who created the greatest medical breakthroughs of our lives. Talks about some of the people I worked with, Paul Zoll. Talks about the people who really changed medicine at the Cleveland Clinic and for all the world, Mason Soans, Rene Favolaro, and how different they were, yet they worked together for the betterment of medicine, and how accidents happen. Well, we're going to talk about one of these great non-accident accidents that happened that is changing the world right now. What is it? Well, I'll give you a hint. It relates to gene editing. So the headline in this story, and this is, if I was going to say, what's the most major breakthrough I've been involved in, not involved in directly caring for patients, but I've watched as we're here, is gene editing. What do we mean by gene editing? Well, just imagine if you had a gene that predisposed you to dementia or that predisposed you to Alzheimer's, and with a $30 shot, literally that's what it costs, $30, you inject this shot in your vein, and you edit out that gene. You literally, like you're doing spell check, you change it. That's what this is. That amazing, right? Could you think of yourself as doing that? Well, that's what this does. And it does it, well, let me give you the story, because that's what this is, and it's going to radically change. Imagine we can maybe, this may be a way, not of treating Alzheimer's, but of preventing it in the people who are most vulnerable for it to develop. Leukemia Success Herald's wave of gene editing therapies. That's right, that's the headline. One-year-old girl. By the way, if you want to hear that first interview, that interview with Heart Healers with James Forrester, or any of the first hours stories, and they're wonderful stories. You can always go to RadioMD.com, RadioMD.com, and get it. I'm without my email, udocs@gmail.com today, so go to, call us if you want to ask questions. Please do call us, 844-305-7800. Ben is standing by, the engineer, just doesn't have anything to do. I'm only kidding. He's got a lot to do, but hopefully he'll be able to answer your call and get you hooked up with me. But anyway, gene editing now in play is the headline. Leukemia Success Herald, waves of gene editing therapies. One-year-old girl treated as plans to inject DNA cutting technology directly into patient bodies take shape. Lagla, a one-year-old girl with leukemia, is in remission thanks to gene editing technology that allowed her to receive modified immune cells from another person. Her case represents, what do we mean by modified immune cells? Well, the immune cells are ones that fight infections, fight problems. Well, she received a modified or edited immune cells from another person. Her case, the story goes on, represents the second trial of gene editing as a therapy. The first was carried out last year in patients with HIV or AIDS. More similar trials are planned, and companies are also preparing to trial therapies that inject DNA that codes for gene editing enzymes directly into the human body. Gene editing means you can send a message into the human body via this injection. It sounds just so science fiction, doesn't it? And you edit out that part of the DNA without hurting the gene, so all your cells now only carry good DNA. To administer the therapy, the researchers extract immune cells called T cells from a healthy donor, expose them to a DNA cutting enzyme called TALEN. So CRISPR and TALEN cost $30. They're used in the lab. But what they do is they cut out this enzyme. They cut out the DNA. The enzyme deactivates immune genes that would otherwise cause the donor cells to attack when injected into a person with leukemia, and modifies genes to protect the new cells from anti-cancer drugs the patient is taking. What does all that mean? It means the individual will not destroy healthy cells. Instead, they'll all destroy the own bad cells, which are replaced by cells you've modified with this technology by healthy cells. It's almost too good to be true, right? I mean, how can you think of even doing this? But that's what it does. When added to blood extracted from patients, the new technology cuts the gene for a protein on the T cells that is targeted by the virus, and the team then pumps the cells back into the patients. The patient then lives happily ever after. At least that's the plan. Well, what happened is, it makes more sense to edit the genome in vivo. For example, if the target cells are at an organ or tissue that's harder to remove than blood, you can edit them in the heart itself. This group had injected 15 monkeys with a virus that carried genes encoding this editing process and a normal version of factor 9, a blood clotting protein produced by the liver, which is abnormal in people with hemophilia. So what they did is they injected these in patients with hemophilia. It cut the bad protein out. It gave them the new protein. No more hemophilia. That's it. That's literally what it did. And it changed those people's lives. That's where we're going. Imagine changing people's lives with AIDS. Imagine changing people's lives with other cancer. Imagine changing people's lives whose heart isn't functioning just as well. But that's essentially what we're going to do, and what we're doing, and what we're talking about. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, because I'm going to talk to you about P53 protein in pachyderms, the answer to cancer therapy, maybe. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
It all started with a seed and a dream to grow sesame in the United States. Now, farmer Jimmy Kinder and others have thriving sesame fields in Oklahoma and other locations. Now, Harvest Stone is more passionate than ever about bringing you delicious and nutritious whole grain snacks. From our crispy organic bowl, original or cheese mixes, to our organic original sesame seed, tomato basil, and cracked pepper crackers, we're committed to using only the highest quality grains and seeds grown by farmers we know and trust, like Jimmy. After all, the best way to create snacks we feel good about is to start with ingredients we feel good about. Snack on something real. Check out HarvestStoneSnacks.com and be sure to request Harvest Stone products at a store near you. Harvest Stone has your snacking covered.
Are you suffering from hidden allergy symptoms such as lack of focus and fatigue? How about bloating, joint pain, headaches, or anxiety? Hi, I'm Dr. Suzanne Bennett, natural allergy and wellness expert. I have condensed over 25 years of my clinical experience into my new book, The 7-Day Allergy Makeover, a simple program to eliminate allergies and restore vibrant health from the inside out. This book is for anyone who wants more energy, more mental clarity, a powerful body, and to live allergy-free. I am offering 4 free gifts when you order my book today through Amazon or Barnes & Noble. For more information, go to drsuzanne.com/book. Again, that is drsuzanne.com/book to jumpstart your healing today.
Radio with Dr. Pamela Peek, MD.
What we have to do now is we have to demand at the highest levels, National Institutes of Health and big funders, that before any study is done, that male and females are both included and that the sex differences are teased out.
And Michelle King-Robson.
Only 37% of clinical trials today are done on women, and that had to be passed by Congress to even get that done.
The Naked Truth about women.
We as physicians are now being asked to look at many of these medications, start at the lowest dose possible in women.
And the FDA said that too, that, you know, just prescribe the lowest dose. But we need to review all drugs for women.
Live every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern and always on demand at RadioMD.com, iHeartRadio Talk, and the free TuneIn Radio app. Stay well.
It's illegal and dangerous for teens to drink any alcohol and then drive. Still, 1 in 10 high school teens drank and got behind the wheel of a car in 2011. If you're a parent, be aware that when teens drink, it's usually to get drunk. Teenagers can't legally buy alcohol, but many get it from their homes or the homes of their friends. Drinking and driving is never okay. Make sure your teenager has a safe way to get home in case they're out with a teen driver who's been drinking. Put this in a parent-teen driving agreement, which should also include wearing a seatbelt and following their state's graduated driver licensing laws every time they're behind the wheel. Find a sample at www.cdc.gov/parentsarethekey. Parents really are the key to safe teen driving. Learn more at www.cdc.gov/vital signs.
RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Royson, MD.
And this is Dr. Michael Royson, and you're listening to a show that helps you take control of your health. We're a passionate show that goes through the latest medical news of the week and the medical breakthroughs and tells you what it means for you and how you can benefit from it. That's giving you specific examples, such as with that statin. If you're taking a statin, make sure you get the high-dose flu vaccine, not the regular one, but a high-dose one, because that's what you need for this week and for this year if you're going to take a statin, because the statin inhibits the production of the normal antibodies to it, to the injection. Well, this we're talking about is aging, and I'm going to talk about this gene leukemia therapy, that is the gene editing that amazingly came out this week. This baby who had an end-stage disease and wasn't getting better from it, so they tried. They weren't going to do this. They were going to do it as an experiment in 15 people. They've done it in some animals where they cut out, edit, literally in you, very inexpensively, a gene. So just imagine we can type all of your genes for, say, $500, find out which ones are likely to cause you increased risk, and we say for that, well, we'll cut that out because you shouldn't have that one. And we do it, and it's $30. So you're much less likely to get Alzheimer's. But now let's say we're ISIS, we're a terrorist organization, and we can find and edit so that you're made to be a killer, because they've got all the killers. They can edit the genes, do large databases, find out what genes it takes for you to be a killer, and then you say, oh my gosh, they're going to make me, they're going to edit out my normal genes, my genes that may make me a relatively normal person, and instead they're going to inject in me genes that make me a killer. Whoa. But that's what might happen as well. And so that's part of the problem with this, if you will, new technology, is we may end up having some ethical dilemmas over it, because it really does change what doctors consider who you are, and that is your DNA. And what happens if we decide to really change your DNA to give you brightness or stupidity, or take away your ethical foundation and make you a killer? And maybe it can be done without even your free will. Someone injects something into you, they pin you down and inject it. So this has all kinds of ramifications in that science fiction world. And how do we keep it? How do we keep those large databases? Because the CRISPR technology, I called my son when we were debating this for the Cleveland Clinic Top 10. I said, this is a research technology, will change health. And have you ever heard of it? And he said, Dad, I've been using it for 6 months. It's so cheap. It was just invented last year in 2014 or something. But he said, it costs $30 to change the genes in a mouse so that I can have an animal model of type 2 diabetes, or I can have an animal model of calcium abnormalities in bone formation, and then I can study it and find out how to make it better. And I said, well, that's the good side. How about the evil side? And there is an evil side, unfortunately. So that's the problem we have with this. And so there is another aspect to this that is, to me, somewhat scary. And probably to all scientists, and that's the ethical side. But let's just talk about another use of it, because this is really interesting. What's the difference between a large person and a small person? Why do large people, that is big people, die of cancer much more readily? And I don't mean by big obese, I mean tall. And that is, the tall person has the same size cells as the shorter person, but just has more cells. And you say, well, if that's true, and if cells develop cancer abnormalities, that is abnormal, what you would call abnormal mutations at the same rate, then the person who has the more cells should develop cancer more. And that's true. And you say, well, what about animals? Does the animal have the same size cell as the human? And the answer is yes. The animal does have the same size cell as the human. And then you say, well, why don't, if you will, elephants develop more cancer? And the reason is that sometime along the evolutionary line, what happened? They developed more ability to fight their cancers. We have an ability to fight our cancers before they develop cancer. That is, we all have P53 genes. Every cell but red cells have P53 genes in them. And those genes are like a proofreader. They read the duplications of other cells. And if you've got an abnormal duplication, they kill that cell. Literally, they cause your cell to commit suicide before it turns into a cancer. When it's got an abnormal duplication. And that's what protects you to a large degree from cancers. And you say, wait a second, you've got something that protects you from cancer inside us? And the answer is yes. And now with this gene editing technique, you say, well, why can't we make more of it? Well, that's exactly what pachyderms, what these elephants do. So the elephant has five of these P53 genes per cell, so that are four of them, four or five, so that when they develop abnormalities, which they do because they got many more cells, they don't have more cancers because they kill the abnormalities. And you say, whoa, that's pretty heady stuff, right? You could maybe give humans more of these and prevent humans, that is you and me, from having cancers. And that's what they're trying. Maybe in the good side of this, we can edit in to you and me more P53 genes. And you say, well, what about ISIS? What would it do with these? How? And you'd say, well, they don't like you. They may give you an injection, tie you down and give you an injection that'll force you to have a very painful cancer. Whoa, this is big league stuff. But that's what this does, this new gene editing technology. So that's the big issue I wanted to cover, but let's cover, we'll come back, when we come back from break, we're going to cover some regular things, because this is such a big issue, I don't even know how to deal with it. I went over and started talking to this with my favorite ping pong opponent, Albert Ratner, and he said, well, you know, we had the same thing with nuclear weapons. Should Harry Truman have dropped that first bomb on Hiroshima and Hiroshima, Hiroshima in Japan, it stopped World War II. It saved a ton of lives, but obviously other people could come up with a nuclear weapon, and in fact, it might hurt the rest of us because everyone's got a nuclear weapon. We'll be right back. Kept all the other bombs from occurring. He said, maybe we can figure out how to only let gene editing go to people who have good motives. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on KUMD.
Who says you have to be young to feel young? You can experience that exuberant energy in many stages of your life, but sometimes you may need a little help. If you're not feeling that kind of energy, it may not have anything to do with your age, but instead the production of testosterone in your body. Michael's Naturopathic Programs has a formula for that. Michael's Testosterone Factors contains the essential nutrients that support the production of testosterone naturally. This comprehensive formula is a combination of vitamins, amino acids, and select herbs that are ideal for proper male hormone production. Feel young again by getting the support you need with Testosterone Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find it at your local health food store, your favorite online retailers, or go to michaelshealth.com and check out our full line of naturopathic formulations for all your health needs. That's M-I-C-H-A-E-L-S health.com. Michael's Naturopathic Programs. Tried and truthful.
Today, you brushed your teeth. You skipped the floss. You combed your hair. You took the train. You did the crossword. You missed 22 across. You went to work. You had a meeting. You ate your lunch. You had another meeting. You wondered, how is anyone supposed to get any work done around here with so many meetings? You left the office. You took the train. You ate your dinner. You brushed your teeth. You did all the things that one normally does the day before a brutal EF5 tornado rips through town, leaving 30,000 people without power. You never know when the day before is the day before. Prepare for tomorrow at ready.gov/today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
For more than 45 years, Barbara's has created delicious cereals and snacks made with simple, wholesome ingredients you and your family can trust. Barbara's breakfast and snack items are lower sugar, higher protein options, free of artificial ingredients and colors, with the majority of its product profile non-GMO Project Verified, committed to better health and better taste. Barbara's gives families real, wholesome food that's tasty, too. Check out all of the products at Barbara's.com.
Great party, huh, guys?
Yeah, it is. This is so great.
I do say so myself. Hey, did you know that birthday parties actually help build confidence in kids?
Yeah, I did know that.
Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Right, of course.
Yeah, I knew that. Did you know that strollers have the right of way on sidewalks?
Oh yeah, I knew that.
Yeah, that's true. Did you know that friendly kids statistically have more friends?
Everyone knows that.
Oh yeah?
It's pretty obvious.
Yeah, so obvious.
Hey guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Think I knew that.
No, you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? First, I had to decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more, so I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore, and frustration a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy and giving up impossible. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, MD.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on RadioMD, where we hope we can help you take charge of your health. That's what our goal is every week. To help you take charge of your health by interpreting what the newest data is and help you understand everything that you have to go through. This is, and what the latest news of the week means. Let me go over and talk about the five theories why middle-aged white Americans are dying at shockingly high rates. This is an interesting story. But a scary one. The data on this is that a group of people discovered, that is to a husband and wife, he's a Nobel Prize winner in economics, and his wife, who's also a serious and successful economist, found that as opposed to every other group in health, that these middle-aged white Americans are dying at increased rate, a rate that's gone up since 1999, as opposed to every other group has been going down. And roughly 500,000 people, 45 to 54, with less than a college education, are dead now that wouldn't be dead if their rates had stayed the same as they were in 1999. And they came up with five theories of why this is occurring. Deaths from drug overdoses among people aged 45 to 64 increased 11-fold. Nearly 90% of people who try heroin for the first time these days are white, and most of them have been, in fact, the people who don't have a college education. Alcohol poisoning. More than 2,200 Americans per year are consuming so much alcohol, and again, they're in this age range. While death rate related to drugs, alcohol, and suicides have risen across the board for middle-aged, uneducated whites, those with every other group have fallen. This Case Deaton study notes that poisonings overtook lung cancer as a leading cause of death in this age group, and that suicides were headed in this bad direction as well. Perhaps it's due to the end of the American dream. What do we mean by that? Well, it turns out that with the appearance of stable jobs in many manufacturing sections, that many people with only a high school education may not have as many opportunities as they may have a generation ago. Surveys have shown that about half of the middle-aged Americans have not been able to save enough money for retirement. Many in this generation are the first to find in middle life that they will not be better off than their parents. And then there's the breakdown of family support networks. The divorce rate among those over age 50 has doubled to one out of every four people at a time when divorce rates for other age groups have stabilized or dropped. And that may be, so five reasons why we're seeing this increase in death rate. Let me go through some of the other stories quickly as we have other information about this age group. Sugar and high fructose corn syrup. On Wednesday, this past Wednesday, the sugar industry took to a Los Angeles federal courtroom and accused the high fructose corn syrup producers of falsely claiming that their product is just as healthy as sugar. Well, let me go first and say, sugar is not healthy. Let's get it on the table. It's one of the five food felons. Both of them are, syrups and sugar. So here it is. Corn syrup producers hit back, arguing the sugar industry has long engaged in an unsavory campaign of misinformation. The false advertising spat between two sugar sweeteners that have long been blamed for contributing to a host of ailments, including diabetes, obesity, and tooth decay. At the center of the trial is an advertising campaign that produces corn syrup as nutritionally the same as table sugar and claimed your body can't tell the difference. Big Sugar is seeking $1.5 billion in damages, but corn syrup is seeking $530 million in counter damages. Sugar is sugar, there's no difference, the big corn syrup producer said. If you consume too much sugar, that's not good for you. If you consume too much corn syrup, that's not good for you. Well, in fact, neither is good at all. Okay, do restaurant calories counts change the way we eat? Well, we don't know. But in December this year, that's the bottom line. This study said we don't know. But some of the companies are starting already. Chick-fil-A, one of my favorite fast food restaurants, and it's not fast food, it's fast serve. They are not fast food, it's healthy food, healthier food. You can get those great grilled chicken sandwiches. They are healthier, and they list the calories. It turns out that the firms that have listed the calories, let me go through them so far. It is McDonald's, Chick-fil-A, Jamba Juice, and Starbucks have on average 373 calories per product as opposed to the ones that don't. You know, the Taco Bells, the Wendy's, etc., they have 521 calories. So go to the ones that have it already listed on the menu boards. It's not required till December, but in fact, the ones that do seem to have healthier choices. Recipes for eating healthier choices. Chefs in school programs redesigned the menus for Turner's. Turner's is a high school in Falls Church, and it has had chefs redesign its menus. We've done that in Cleveland. A lot of places are doing it and redesigning the way the places are put out. That is, the food is served based on the Cornell Marketing Lab's work. That's a big and important change. Reducing sugar intake makes children healthier in just 10 days. Are all calories the same? The answer is no. And this goes back to that study about sugar. Sugar isn't healthier. Let me pause and repeat that. Sugar is not healthy. Obese children who reduce their sugar intake while holding their overall calorie intake the same showed significant improvement in a range of metabolic measures associated with the risk of diabetes in just 10 days. This was done in a study of Hispanic and African American children between the ages of 9 and 18 who were being treated in UC San Francisco, University of California, San Francisco, my alma mater. Working with nutritionists, they modified their diets to reduce their daily sugar intake substantially while holding their total calories constant. What did they find? That within 10 days, their risks of diabetes and their markers of that risk really radically decreased. Now, we've only got one segment left, and that's too bad because there's so many great stories this week. But one of those stories is on growing up with a pet dog affect your kid's asthma risk. Does it increase it or decrease it? Well, you'll have to come back and listen on You, the Owner's Manual radio show. And, of course, you can find out all about us by going to the website radiomd.com, and you can get any of 15 years worth of shows on podcast at radiomd.com. Go to You, the Owner's Manual radio show. Look for the week you want, and it even has some stories about each of the shows. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual radio show.
Packing for a trip? I know that many travelers like you wish there were more options to stay healthier and happier away from home. Enter Even Hotels with a wellness-savvy staff, a best-in-class fitness experience, healthier food choices, and natural, relaxing spaces. There's no excuse to miss your workout there with fitness options for core, cardio, and strength from their best-in-class athletic studio to the in-room training zone. Eat well while on the road with an abundance of simple, natural, good choices, including customized menu items, freshly prepared food for specific diets, and healthy grab-and-go items. Enjoy premium amenities to wash away the stresses. And finally, at the end of every day, you can rest easy on their premium sleep system that features natural eucalyptus linens and pillow choices to accommodate every type of sleeper. If you can't stay with them at one of their locations, enjoy helpful tips from their wellness travel site, wellwellwell.com. Discover Even Hotels.
Do you have a great idea for a radio show but have no idea where to start? Or have you been hosting a podcast for a while and want to take it to the next level? If so, you need the Gab Radio Network. To host a show on the Gab Radio Network, all you need is your voice, and we'll handle the rest. From technical engineering to full-service audio production and much more. Every show on the Gab Radio Network can be heard on our station on the TuneIn Radio app. Plus, we put all of our shows on our satellite, which is accessed by over 5,500 stations. And here's the best part. You can host from anywhere you want. There are many means to connect to the Gab Radio Network remotely, and our staff of highly trained engineers and producers will make you sound like you're right here in studio. So, if you want to be on the Gab Radio Network, the same network that hosts the Small Business Advocate, Radio MD, and The Federalist, send an email right now to sales@gabradionetwork.com. That's sales@gabradionetwork.com.
This is Meryl Streep. Over the years, I have played some characters you could call controlling, but the truth is, there's so much in life we can't control. But here's something we can. Colorectal cancer. It affects men and women, and it's the second leading cancer killer in the U.S., which is astounding, considering it's almost entirely preventable. Here's how. Most colon cancers start as polyps, and screening helps find polyps so they can be removed before they even turn into cancer. Screening also finds this cancer early, when treatment works best. For me, screening was simple and quick. It was no big deal, except for the huge sense of relief you feel afterwards. There are several tests that you can choose from. If you're 50 or older, you should talk to your doctor. Decide which one's right for you. Take control. Do everything you can to prevent colon cancer. Screening saves lives. It could really save your life. For more information, call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Green light. Hey, girl. School zone. I'm getting hungry. Car changing lanes. You want to meet me for pizza? Stop sign. Intersection clear. Yeah, street. Pizza sounds good. Ball in street? Girl in street!
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text, stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Michael Roizen, M.D.
RadioMD.com.
Here's Dr. Mike.
And this is Dr. Mike. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. I promised you this story, how growing up with a pet affects kids' asthma risk. It actually decreases it by about 13%. That's right. This was 1 million people that were studied. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention, the U.S. government's one, says that 1 in 11 children and 1 in 12 adults has asthma, which makes it difficult for air to move in and out of your lungs, causing coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath. The results of this study, looking at large groups of people, confirmed that children who grew up with dogs in their first year of life had a 13% lower risk of asthma. That's instead of 1 in 12, it goes back to 1 in 13. Maybe that's why it happened. This is important because asthma is a chronic disease, and parents may worry whether or not they should keep their pets when they're having a baby. The answer is maybe not immediately, but certainly within that first year. And as my wife says, the other way of doing it, and my wife is a great pediatrician, the other way of doing it, taking your children to a zoo early in life. And that does it too. Going to a petting zoo and having them pet, do it with supervision, obviously, so nothing bad happens. Calcium supplements and fracture risk. That's a question I got, and I hope I can do this. Margaret Rosen, Marjorie Rosen, wrote me from New York, and she says, in light of the BMJ study, that's the British Medical Journal study, last September that you quoted in the article, it states there's not much evidence that calcium supplements cut fracture risk. Have you changed your recommendation? Or is this just one study in a sea of others? The answer is, what we know is that jumping strengthens your bones, but you need vitamin D and the right amount of calcium. But the calcium, in other words, the studies didn't look at all three together. They looked at calcium alone, and calcium alone doesn't get incorporated. You need the vitamin D with it. And so it is vitamin D plus calcium plus jumping, 40 jumps a day, seems to strengthen bone, and in the two studies we have, decreases hip fracture risk. Calcium alone doesn't do it. I didn't change my recommendation, but it isn't calcium alone. It's the combination of things that seem to be the benefit. What about, and is there anything else we should talk about today that's really important before we review the important things? And the answer is yes. We can't go away without talking about obesity. You know, what's a program without obesity? I don't think I've talked about obesity at all, but there was a great and important study this week that is that, in fact, obesity costs California by itself, not the U.S. government, but just the California administration. What is it? Obesity cost California? It costs it about $9.1 billion, that's B with a billion, dollars, if you look a year. So let me report. This was a study published this past Monday in Health Affairs. It found that medical care associated, this is medical care, this isn't even all the decrease in productivity, it isn't even the absenteeism that obesity causes. This is just obesity. And it's factoring out a whole bunch of other things associated with obesity, like high blood pressure, etc. But within the field, there's wide awareness of much higher clinical severity of obesity. So what this is obesity and severe obesity was defined as having a body mass index, a measure of weight and height. You can go and put body mass index in Amazon, in Google, and you find a body mass index calculated from the Cleveland Clinic and one from the National Institutes of Health and one from ShareCare and one from Dr. Oz, etc. Well, it doesn't matter. They're all the same. You go and put in your height and weight. Do it accurately. People always underestimate their weight and overestimate their height, but put it in accurately. If you're between 30 and 35, you're obese. 35 and over, severe obesity. So what they found is that 29% of Californians are obese, a little lower than the national average of 34%. 11% are severely obese. It means even with California having the nation's third lowest obesity rate, it still costs $9.1 billion just in direct health care for Californians for obesity. Amazing, right? $9.1 billion directly. That doesn't include what it costs in extra cases of type 2 diabetes or hip fracture, etc. So that's what it costs. Now, the next study on this said, well, maybe we should think about brain stimulation, because brain stimulation lowered calories consumed in adults with obesity. That is, a National Institute of Health study found that non-invasive brain stimulation. You put on a little helmet that stimulates your brain in the right areas. And what happened over 5 days? Well, they decreased their calories consumed significantly. How much? You're going to have to turn in next week, because we'll talk a lot more about obesity and what you can do for it next week. And we'll even talk about Oprah's new venture into Weight Watchers and what we think about that and other things. I'm obviously strongly in favor of doing group therapies of any kind, and that may help greatly. Okay, where have we been today? Today we talked about the getting a higher dose of vaccine, the adult extra strength vaccine if you're taking a statin. We talked about middle-aged or less educated white people. Our men especially are dying at a much higher rate than they were in 1999. It's about 2% increase, but it's compounded annually. So 2% plus 2% plus 2%, and then you keep compounding it. So since 1999, it's about 35% more than they were, a higher rate, mainly due to alcohol, drug use, and suicides. How much does severe obesity cost California? About $9 billion. Are antibiotics associated with it? Yeah, if your kids receive seven doses of antibiotics, which many kids have, it's an increased risk of dying by about, increased risk of obesity, sorry, by about 15%. So just avoid those antibiotics. Brain stimulation may do it. We talked with the one of the greats in cardiology, James Forster, about his new book, The Heart Healers. It's a wonderful book. If you've got a book to read, this is just a compelling book that I read on all of the rebels who had changed medicine because of their work. The Heart Healers do get it. P53 suppresses cancer. Maybe you can inject and edit into more P53 genes. And that's the real promise, gene editing, and we talk about that as well. We're listening to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD, a passionate show that helps you take control.